Hey, what's up, everyone? This is David Greenspan, and you are listening to the Mindshare Podcast, a proud member of the Industry Syndicate Media Network. Additional podcasts are available at industrysyndicate.com and mindshare101.com. This week's episode is sponsored by Kits Keep in Touch Systems. This is episode 22. So, I'm calling this episode Coming Up for Air. This one's a little bit different. Over the past 21 weeks, I started my podcast 21 weeks ago. Well, if you include this episode, I'd say it's now 22 weeks ago. That being said, for the past number of weeks, I have had a lot of guests on with me. A lot of people that have been sharing some amazing, amazing information. A lot of people that have been giving us insights into how they do, what they do, who they are, why they're successful, and of course, for, well, I'd say all of them, the reason they're on the show is because they have achieved some form of success in this industry, whether they're selling real estate, whether they're social media gurus, whether they're coaches, whether they are trainers, whether they are video gurus, content creators, you name it. We've really tried to take in a lot of really awesome information from some of these great people. And again, I've learned a lot. You know, it's one thing to, to get on one of these things and just start talking and interviewing people, but it's another thing to really take in the information and understand who are you talking to? What are you talking to them about? Why are they on the show? And I'm hoping that you listening right now have gone back and listened to every single second of every single minute of every single episode I've ever put out there. But if you haven't, one thing I want to do is I want to take you through just over the next few minutes some of the guests that we've had on and some of the things that they've shared with us and kind of give you this sort of summary synopsis around what I've learned over the past, again, number of weeks doing this. And like we say, the Mindshare podcast is released every Friday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern time, live. It's syndicated across Google and iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify. It goes up on a few websites. I, of course, promote it across all of my social media. But again, it's a weekly show. It takes time. It takes effort. I want to get into some of that as well. Because I know there's a lot of people that want to be out there podcasting. I know there's a lot of people that want to put out more marketing, more value, but content and consistency and the right plan are always difficult. So I want to get into some of that as well. And as I look back on all of these folks and what I've picked up on, you know, taking you through some of this stuff, it's, you know, we've got to learn something new every day. We've got to not only learn it, not only hear it, but we've got to listen to it. And in listening to it, it's not just taking in the information and applying it exactly how it was told or taught to us, but it's about really putting it through our minds and going, how would I apply that for me? How does that fit into me? Does that fit at all? Is that something I should be doing? Is it something I shouldn't be doing? And I mean, I've said this one many, many times, you know, and I'm fortunate. I'm incredibly fortunate to be able to say that I get the opportunity to speak on many, many stages in front of many, 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 many people in this real estate industry every single year. And I am blessed. I am, you know, that's where I truly, truly enjoy what I do for a living. And I call myself fortunate for it. Like, I really do. I mean, I've said to many people before, I don't want to work another day in my life. Like, I really don't. And people kind of look at you funny. Like, what do you mean you don't want to work another day in your life? You're like, no, for real. Like, I don't want to work. I've got beautiful children at home. I got an amazing wife at home. I got a big fat Harley Davidson at home. I love playing hockey. I love playing baseball. I mean, there are so many other things I would do with my time if I didn't have to get up and go to work every single day. That being said, it's not really reality for me. I definitely do have to continue working, but everything I do now is totally about the plan and the future and the look ahead to say, how am I going to get out of working? And again, when I tell you, like, I mean, getting on stage and doing all that, so I don't even consider that work. Like, when I tell you I'm blessed, I'm fortunate, I love it, I really, really do. And that's something I could do for the rest of my life. But on the overall, when it's always about how to make my business better, how to keep growing. I mean, that stuff is fun. That stuff is really, really exciting, especially when you can bring an idea to life and really take it to that next level. But again, when we get up on those stages and when we're talking to those groups and we're talking to those audiences and we're delivering a message to people, and They get the information, they walk away, and we all do this, and we all get so excited, and it's like, oh my God, yeah, that was amazing. I'm going to implement that, and oh my God, look at everybody else doing it, and they're so successful, so I've got to do it too. And then everybody runs around, they're trying to, you know, keep up with the Joneses. Well, I got to tell you, forget about the Joneses. Who the hell are they anyways? And like, why, just because it's working for them doesn't mean it's going to work for me. So the key here really is, every time we take something in, it's about dissecting it. It's about really breaking it down and going, how does this fit for me? How can I apply this to my business? How can I apply this to my life? I mean, I read books. I read books a lot. And I say that a lot to you guys, but I read books a lot. Well, I think a lot. I like to get through 1 to 3 books per month. If it's one, like the one I just finished, was about 14 hours long, so it took me literally a month to read. I mean, we talk about read. I listen to them. I love the audio, just like we're doing right now. But with that, the more I read, the more I learn, the more I exercise my mind. Yet at the same time, I've got to take that information in and, again, apply it to me. Take those little nuggets I can, because there's going to be a lot of stuff in there that's completely irrelevant, a lot of stuff that I really don't care about. But I've got to take the nuggets that I can and apply them to my business. And so when we look at a lot of the guests that I've had over the past, and again, not today, because here's week 22 and I'm all by myself. But no, and that's actually totally my fault. I was supposed to have a guest on with us, but my schedule, I ended up getting an opportunity to go out and speak. When those opportunities come, we jump on them because that's a big part of what we do for a living. That being said, today, when I look back again on everything I've learned over those past number of weeks, I wanted to summarize some of that stuff. And, you know, again, to say that it all applies. It doesn't always all apply to everybody. Yet, again, there's some amazing, amazing stuff. So, you know, when I really go backwards in time here, and I'm going to kind of rewind to episode 11, where I had a friend of mine. My guest, Katie Lance, from Get Social Smart. She was sharing helpful tips and insights on the world of social media. And what I really loved about that conversation there was that when we broke it down, and I mean, guys, if you're not following Katie, you got to follow Katie. She is amazing when it comes to social. One of the biggest things that I loved, though, is when I said to her, how much do you spend on your social media advertising? And she replied, and I mean, again, it's not verbatim when I say this to you, because I don't remember exactly how she answered it, but she essentially said she wasn't really spending any money at all. And I got to tell you guys, here is a person who is coaching and training the real estate industry across North America, like on a major level, across the whole thing of social media. She's written books. She keynotes different conferences. She kills it on social. She could give you all the inside tips about social. Yet, she doesn't spend a ton of money on social. She barely spends any money at all. So everything she's really focused on is that organic growth through social media marketing. And so for me, one of the biggest takeaways there was, you just need to be consistent. You just need to be out there, and you need to have your content ready to go. You need to want to get engaged with people. And this is all the same stuff that I really go on about. And this was outside of the fact that I follow Katie and I watch her content, I learn so much from her. And I've watched her on stage, and she's great. She's got great presence. But there's also that thing to me of going, I love it, because I'm very much on the same page. This platform is free. Everything about it is free. Why am I spending so much money on it when I can go and do it for free? And all I have to do is really just put in a little bit of time, a little bit of effort, and, well, the whole thing will come to life. And now, it's not just time and effort, but it's also consistency. It's also looking at the social media landscape and understanding that this is social media. It is not business media. It's not transactional media. People are not there to go buy stuff. Yeah, I know that they have, you know, some of the apps like Facebook has Marketplace, but we're not going to Facebook specifically to buy things. Hell, half the time we don't even realize we're on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? You might be on it right now while you're listening to me. So the whole thing with Facebook and with social media is, again, because it's such a free platform, because it's so easy to leverage, it really comes back to be consistent. Stop looking for the answers on how you can blow a bunch of money. Pardon me, spend a bunch of money. Some people like to think invest a bunch of money. And don't get me wrong, for any of you listening right now that go, Dave, I'm smashing it with, I'm just crushing it. I'm killing it with social media. I'm not saying it doesn't work. But you certainly need to have the budget. You certainly need to have the plan. So my big takeaway from there was, again, there, you know, there's a huge opportunity out there to really leverage this powerful free platform for free just by being organic, just by getting involved, just by talking to people. On episode 12, I had my buddy Danny Wood. And when he came on, and Dan's a coach and a trainer, and he does some amazing things, incredibly innovative, incredibly creative. His mind's always going. I typically get like 1 o'clock in the morning messages from him with like all sorts of crazy ideas that he's got, and I love it. I mean, he's definitely a very, very smart guy. Look to him for a lot of advice. He's a friend of mine as well. And when he was on in episode 12, he shared his list of top tech tools that would help you guys with your business. And there was a lot of great features there. There was a lot of great different apps there. There was a lot of cool things that we could do. And, you know, but I will say, some of them are great. Lots of them are great. They're all great, but they're not all necessarily useful. Not everybody is going to be able to take advantage of every single app. Some of them are completely overwhelming. I mean, there are some that are so intricate that you really need to understand how to make this stuff work. So, really, the takeaway there is, I mean, again, always go back and listen to those episodes. The thing, though, with that episode is because there's all these different tools, it's not that you got to go apply and implement every single one of them. It more comes back to going, oh, cool. So there's some popular tools out there. There's been some great feedback. They're tried, tested, and true. I'm going to take away what I can. Oh, so now what do I do with this? How do I apply this to my business? Well, what I want to now think about is, what gaps do I have in my business? What holes do I have in my business? What can I utilize out of that list of tech tools to put towards my business? And you might look at a list like that of 10 or 12 or 25 different things and go, you know what? I could take one of them. That one app I can take and I can make it work for me. Again, it's not about what others tell you you need to use. It's about you looking at that list, understanding what's there, sort of dissecting it yourself in your own mind, and then going, okay, how can I apply that? What's that going to do? Because I sit here today wholeheartedly, and I will say it, and I will say it again and again and again. You know this, but no app is actually going to change your world. I mean, it could help you, but is it really going to drive all that business? Hey, in some businesses, maybe. In our business, this business we call it a relationship business, it's not that simple. It's not just about tech. It's also about the interactions with people. So now it's about, how are you going to leverage that tech to implement into your business? So again, go back to episode 12, where I had Danny on with me, and go back and listen to the list. And I will tell you, that was only round one. Him and I got to get back because he had a very long list of stuff there. And again, when I say he's very in tune with what's going on in that world, great, great guy to learn from. So we're certainly going to have Danny back on. Episode 14, and 13 was me, and we were talking about, you know, the different things on how to pick a farmer and a prospecting area, everything. So again, go back and listen to that if you're trying to figure out how to get more business. It was a great episode. But episode 14, I had my buddy Anthony Brown, and Anthony is a realtor. Anthony is a team leader. He is the CEO of his company there, and Anthony's story was really awesome because, he's got a great backstory. And when I say great, I mean, the reality is it'll make the hair on your body stand up. It'll send shivers through your body. Because Anth, at one point, as he was kind of venturing into the world of real estate, actually got hit by a minivan one day while walking at the side of the road. And it paralyzed him the entire left side of his body. Now, here's a guy who was totally paralyzed, couldn't move, and believed, and truly believed in his own mind, that on his birthday, no matter what the doctors told him, he was going to get up and walk again. And again, just sharing this with you right now, I think about him, and it's like I want to give him a big hug, because not only has he got an amazing backstory, but he's an awesome, awesome dude. Like, we hang out, we talk, we talk about everything outside of business, never mind about business, because he's just amazing, amazing people. So again, from there, though, you take the story and you now fast forward and you say, this guy has literally achieved top 1% status for realtors in Canada. That is huge. I mean, you got a guy here who wasn't legally allowed to drive. So you want to talk about grind? You want to talk about hustle? You want to talk about not coming up with bullshit excuses? Anthony, let him be your motivation. This guy would get on public transit, get dropped off around the corner from a showing, then walk up so that people didn't see him on the bus. And people wouldn't even realize he didn't drive there. But he grinded, he hustled, he pushed through, he overcame every obstacle. And forget about the mental, forget about the social obstacles, looking out at Facebook and whatever else and sort of getting upset about where we are in life or going, oh my God, I don't have enough, you know, I want a new barbecue, I still only have a 4-burner, I want a 6-burner, I don't have a nice enough car. All this shit that is totally pretentious. Get over all of it, every single one of them, and start to think about the fact that whatever excuse you come up with or whatever problem you think you're facing, there are people out there that are in way worse situations or have faced way more hardship than you or I ever have. Let those people be a motivation to you. So when I say that Anthony motivates me, again, an amazing story, incredible success, and an even better person. In episode 15, I had one of my, what do we want to call him? One of the founding members of our industry syndicate media network, Mr. Justin Konikow. He joined me to talk content creation. We were talking video strategy, how to really make it all come to life consistently. And in this case, he talked a lot about, again, video. And I bring up video today because, well, last week in the Mindshare Challenge, which is my 8-week training program for, well, the real estate industry, we go through a number of different topics, everything from referral strategies to, the 10-year plan and what you're really supposed to do with the contact when you meet them, whether it be in person, on social, online, lead gen, whatever. What's the real funnel process to turn somebody into business? We give you that in session 2. Session 3 is social media bootcamp. Session 4 is This Isn't Hollywood. And just yesterday was session 5, which was basically, the World Wide Web is what it's called, and we're talking all about the funnel process, online lead gen, lead capture, and all that stuff, lead magnets, etc. We really outline the funnel. But I go backwards to session 4, week 4, and we talk about This Isn't Hollywood. And This Isn't Hollywood is all about video, as you can tell. And what we're trying to do is get you comfortable with video. How to, how to get comfortable, how to record, how to edit, how to share, how to market that. What should you expect from it in terms of ROI? Should you really be measuring how good you are and who you are and whether people like you based on how many views you get? I'll tell you something. I was at a fundraiser the other night, last Friday, and I was there with a whole bunch of people. Well, I was there with my wife, and I knew a bunch of people there, but there was a lot of people I didn't know. And I had a lot of people come up to me, and they're like, hey, man, I follow you. And I'm like, oh. That's wicked cool. Thank you. And then somebody else coming like, I watch your videos. And I mean, I had a lot of people say that to me, and it guys, straight up, yeah, it felt great. But I'm looking at these people and I'm thinking, I don't know who the hell you are. I've never seen you. I don't know your name. Then obviously you do the whole thing, because when you want to do this stuff properly, you introduce yourself, you start to build a relationship. But here I am going, I don't know who you are. So I introduce myself, I get their names. I still think, I don't know who you are. So what does that tell us? What am I trying to share with you there? I do my videos. I do them very, very consistently. But I'm a realist. Not everybody's watching these things. In fact, more people are not watching them than are watching them. Much the same, a lot more people are watching them than are clicking like or commenting on them. Now, yeah, maybe they don't like it. Maybe they don't want to comment. But then when you see people in person, they're like, oh, yeah, man, I watch stuff. It's great, blah, blah, blah. And you're going, but you've never, and you don't say it to them. You've never liked or commented. Unless you get into like a social media strategy conversation, then I definitely bring it up to them. And I make them understand how simple it is to do this stuff. But the whole thing there is you don't want to gauge what you're doing based on the likes or the views. You just want to be consistent. And so Justin and I talked a lot about that, about, again, what's it take to get out there? Because Justin also has a wicked video series that he puts out, and he's very, very, very consistent about it. I think he's almost daily. He's got, short, very short bursts that could be 30 seconds, 60 seconds. Incredibly short, but he gives you an update on something. And again, from both him and I, are we going to sit back and say, yeah, our be-all and end-all of our business rides, and we're going to rest the laurels of that on video? Nah, not at all. This comes back to video being part of our strategy, not the only strategy. So again, the other thing that I pick up from my This Isn't Hollywood session is when we're doing that and we're explaining to people how to become consistent and everything else and come up with the content and how to record, how to edit, how to post. We challenge people and ask everybody to record their own video now that they know how to and post it now they know how to. And it's amazing. This never, ever fails. But only a very small percentage of our challengers actually do this. Why? Now, the one thing you need to know is when you take a Mindshare challenge and you take a live challenge, there are rewards. And for completing challenges, you will be rewarded. So you'll be able to earn marketing material. That's dollars that you don't have to spend, but that's going to go towards tools that are going to help you build your business. So we're not just saying record the video. We're actually almost giving you what to say. And just for doing it, you're getting a reward. Yet, how few people actually go back and record this video? So the whole thing to video is, again, you should be using it as part of your strategy. If you're totally uncomfortable with it, hey, straight up, stay the hell away from it. And I know most people don't say that, but I'm going to tell you, you might be too shy. You might be too scared. You might not know how, like how you look. Okay, whatever. Whatever your reservations are. But you need to know, although it's this big thing about, yeah, do video, and you have to do video. Did I mention video? Most people are not doing it. A lot of people are not doing it. Some people try it, but they're not consistent about it. If you want to incorporate video, be consistent. Episode 16, I had my buddy Kelly Scar. He owns Redline Real Estate. He's out in the west coast of Canada and Alberta. And Kelly and I were talking about podcasts, and he's got his own podcast. And with that, we were talking about whether a realtor needs one or not. And whether you should have it, shouldn't you have it? Are you going to be consistent about it? And I mean, if you're not going to do any of that properly, then yeah, stay the hell away. And it was amazing because I asked him, and again, he's got his own podcast. And I said to him, like, you know, should people have it? And he straight up, like, it wasn't even like discussion. He's like, no, realtors should not have it. And so naturally, I had to ask him why he says that and why he's so opinionated about it. And again, this came back to much the same we were talking about with Justin around consistency. You see, we go into it going, I want to be there. So, hey, I'm going to give you points right there for saying, yeah, you get the value. But this comes back to execution. This comes back to really knowing why you're putting it out there and what you expect in terms of ROI to really leverage it for your business. Because again, much the same. I am not going to focus on how many listeners. Yeah, it's nice to see the listeners growing. But I'm not going to focus on that in terms of looking and going, when I release today's episode, I am going to get a whole bunch of money back. No. And most people, when they do that and they don't get the money back, they stop. Well, now you just wasted your time. So I do agree with Kelly in that regard where, hey, if you're going to do it, but you're not going to be consistent about it, you're not going to have any rhyme or reason, and you're not really going to understand why you're doing it, and you're really just out there to get the dollars from it, then yeah, much the same, stay the hell away. But the other thing to understand about voice marketing, in comparison, I guess, to the video marketing, is that voice is a hell of a lot easier to consume. It's way, way easier. I could be jogging. Not that I do enough jogging. I could be driving. I could be shoveling the snow, cutting the grass. I could be doing anything, and I can listen to voice marketing. Whereas I don't really have that same flexibility when it comes to video marketing. So again, it's a space that I believe people should break into. It is completely underused right now. And it's something to think about. And in a moment, I'll share with you how easy it is to do that. Episode 17 was so cool. Was actually recorded live. Well, recorded live, you could call it that. But it was recorded in Scottsdale, Arizona. This was a true roundtable. None of us were actually in different locations. We were all at the exact same location, around the exact same table. Microphone set up in the middle of the table. We had a recorder on, and we just started rapping. And I had my friends, Chelsea Pites, Dustin Brome, Travis Tom, and my man Jason Frazier on with me. And we were talking all about building your real estate brand in today's world. Now, that was really a loaded conversation. I mean, you heard from five different people multiple times in the one podcast that were all there. And in fact, we were in town in Scottsdale. We were doing a couple of presentations out there. And so we decided to get together, roundtable this one. And it's just bottom line. I mean, you talk about value add. Grab your pen, grab your notes, be sitting down somewhere because you're going to want to write a whole bunch of stuff down. I mean, you literally had five marketing minds. Well, four and then me. but you had these five minds in one room talking about how to build your brand in today's world. Make sure you check out that episode. And of course, follow all of those people, Chelsea, Dustin, Travis, Jason, make sure you follow them. These people are masters at their craft, putting out content on a regular basis. And again, you want a great example of how to make really, really execute on both voice, video, and social media on a consistent basis. I'd like to include myself in this, but I'd say follow every single one of us. Make sure you follow those guys. Episode 19, we moved into creating engaging social media content. I had my friend Alicia McLean on, and Alicia is just awesome. I want to say kind of very much like me. She's got a wicked energy about her. She's got an amazing aura around her. She always seems to be really smiling. She really brings it, and she does an awesome job when it comes to her own personal content. But one thing she's also doing is trying to get out there now and help others figure out how to come up with more content. And so in that episode, when we had her on, she was talking about how to come up with content, what kind of content. And she was really simplifying this idea around the fact that don't worry if you feel your life is not that exciting. Don't worry if you're a little bit concerned about putting stuff up. Let me hold your hand and walk you through how to come up with that content. And so again, Alicia was awesome. That was episode 19. You really got to check that out. And she's also, you can find her. I mean, you can find her on social media. You can find her online. But tap into her. She's got some great, great tips about how to create engaging social media content. And again, creating the content is one thing. Executing on it is another. And like I continue to say, consistency is the magic ingredient to achieving anything you want in your life. On episode 20, we had special guest Tim J.P. Collins. Tim is also out of the West Coast of Canada. He's working with a major website provider. And we really dug into what it takes to win in the world of online leads. The other day, I was just at an office, and I was doing a presentation, and this office really focuses on lead generation, generating leads online, funneling it down to the agents, and now it's up to the agents to convert. And Tim and I are talking about this as well. And so we know, and you know, and I know, and everybody knows that online leads, it's a big buzzword, it's a big part of marketing these days, and a lot of people are trying to take advantage of it. What I find, though, is not a lot of people understand the funnel process. Not just people understand ADA, attention, interest, desire, and action. And what does that word action really mean? What do we need to be doing to bring a lead to life? Now, when we talk about online leads, I mean, guys, I'm going to put it out there. But when you meet somebody at a coffee shop, that's going to be a hell of a lot more quality. You've been able to see each other in person. You've been able to see the mannerisms, shake hands, you touch each other. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but think about it. You see each other, you talk to each other, you shake hands, you touch each other. There's a much tighter connection with somebody that you meet in person than somebody you meet online. So when we talk about the quality of leads, no matter what though, they still have to go into a list. So we're now taking this person for group number two. We're moving them into group number one, and we now need to nurture. And we don't know who's going to do business with us. We don't know if they're going to do it with us today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, 10 years from now. But the reality is, you met the person. And no matter what, with the right plan, and this is, again, that 10-year plan roadmap that I talked about that we do in the Mindshare Challenge, with the right plan, you will set yourself up to be in the right place at the right time, and your ROI, your return on investment, is going to be in the thousands and thousands of percentages. Because you did the right things. You got the person in, you didn't expect the deal immediately, and now from there, you are going to nurture the lead, and this is the process, right? What does it take to win? Well, this is about nurturing. This is about having a consistent execution around our marketing and our hustle. And our marketing includes the seven different ways to communicate, all those seven that I've mentioned before. So we're using all these different ways. We're funneling these people through a process, and we're not expecting it right away. Well, it's the nurturing and the ongoing keep in touch. Right message to the right audience across the right channel that really makes a lead come to life. So Tim and I spoke all about that. Check that out in episode 20. And then most recently, episode 21 was my good friend, the one and only Kathleen Black. She is a master team coach. She coaches some of the top producing teams in the country. She helps them with their systems, their processes. She has taken people and gone from, you know, started from the bottom, now we're here. Just like my man Drake says, she has taken people from the bottom to the top. She is absolutely amazing, an amazing, amazing person. And we talked all about the art of real estate teams. Real insightful conversation. I really always enjoy talking with Kathleen. She's a buddy of mine. So again, that was a great episode to really tap into. If you thought about starting a team, if you thought about partnering with somebody, if you go, I don't want a real estate team. Well, again, she didn't break down real estate team as just having like other agents or ISAs working with you or admins, but this could be your photographers and your stagers and your virtual tour people and your sign people, right? So it's all your lawyers, your mortgage brokers. Like, it takes in everybody that's around how to systematize that process. And just like I talk about a lot, she brought it up. This is that end game. This is setting you up for tomorrow. So check out episode 21 with Kathleen. That was awesome, awesome stuff. And again, it's going to be beneficial whether you have a team or don't. There's a lot you can pick up from that. So, you know, a lot about this stuff, this podcast thing, and I talk about coming up for air again as I titled this episode. The whole thing here for me with coming up for air is just kind of going away from the interviews for a moment and kind of sharing with you, you know, what we've done over the past little while, what value we've put out there to people. And I need to share with you that, you know, for me, all of my learning, this stuff takes time. Like, it takes time. And to be successful, it takes consistency. And so it all takes planning ahead and really sticking to a schedule. You know, think about this. In order to be consistent about execution with my podcast, 4 weeks ago, I'm planning for today. I'm planning, what am I going to do? What is the content? Am I going to have a guest on? And I'm putting it in the schedule. I'm creating those predictable days with income-producing activities. So I'm planning. I'm putting it in there. And then about a week out, I'm starting to create my promo material. Right? So if I'm having a guest, I get them to send me a bio, and then we stick that into something like Canva, and we get a little bit of artwork created. And now it's about promoting the episode before we record. And that goes across my different channels, everything from email to social media, my website, you name it. The idea there is, again, I've got a plan. So 4 weeks out, what am I going to do? When am I going to do it? 1 week out, let's get the promo material going. Then there's the day that we record. And recording could take anywhere from, you know, 15 minutes to 60 minutes, sometimes 90 minutes. But there's got to be the day to record. So we've got to plug that into the schedule as a line item. Then we've got to have time to edit this thing. And again, some people hire editors. I would tell you that if we want to keep podcasting simple, much like I do, I am recording into a recorder. I can edit if I need to. But I really kind of know, and I maybe make notes of those little moments I want to edit. I don't... filter out too many of the ums, uhs, and all that stuff. I kind of just keep it pretty raw, sometimes an intro and an outro. But again, the editing process does take a little bit of time. So again, it's blocked in the schedule as a line item. Then we've got to release the thing. So not only edit it, but we've actually got to get it syndicated. It's got to go out to Google and iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify and to the different websites and everything else. So I've got to load it up to the system that I use to syndicate. So again, there's time involved in that. And then once it's up, once I get it up there and I've got the podcast up online and people can access it, well, the next thing we need to do is we need to promote this thing again. We need to let people know that it's available. So again, all of this needs to be a line item to get it done. And so from the big thing of, you know, oh, well, you know, I don't have the time and I don't know this and I don't know that. Well, that goes back to Kelly's point of then don't start it. And I'm going to tell you the same thing, then don't. But I'm also going to, when it comes to time, I'm going to call bullshit. Everybody's got the time. Guys, I'm VP of Kids Keep in Touch Systems. I put out a video, a Mindshare 101 rant, every Monday. My podcast launches every Friday. I just talked about the fact that there's a whole bunch of time scheduled throughout the week to get the podcast ready. There's also time scheduled throughout the week to get the videos ready. Never mind the fact that I get hired to speak on stages very often, which I am incredibly fortunate about, which if anybody's listening and you would like to inquire more, go to Mindshare101.com and learn a little bit more about what I'm up to on that front. But then outside of that, there's my follow-up, there's my lead gen, there's my, you know, nurturing, there's my admin, there's running a business. Oh, did I mention that I'm a hockey coach, a baseball coach, and a co-owner of a hockey league? Yeah, we're all busy, guys, but busy's an excuse. We make the time for what we want to make in life. I believe you can all get it done. You can all get it done. Everybody can make it happen, but it's got to be a line item in your schedule. Listen. None of this stuff requires a huge investment in money. And I know we all try to go spend a whole bunch of money to make our lives easier and really, you know, get people to help us so we can save time. So we're going to spend money to save time. Yet we don't think about the logic. The more money we spend, the more time we have to invest, the harder we have to work. And now the more money we have to bring in overall. So we really didn't save ourselves time. But your content, your video, your podcast, all the stuff you put in your social media, none of that requires a huge investment in money. But time is always of the essence. So again, don't gauge the ROI. Don't look at the views and the likes and the comments and let that stop you. Think about the consistency. The more you do it, the more comfortable you get with it. And now, it's just another piece of value add. In fact, you want to start your own podcast, literally you want to start right now and you don't even have the right equipment, you don't know what equipment, listen, you've got a voice recorder on your phone. No matter what phone you've got, if you've got a smartphone, you've got a voice recorder. You probably got a set of earbuds. Go in your car. I think it was my buddy Dustin that told us about this one. But go in your car because it's essentially a soundproof room. Go in there where it's nice and quiet. Turn on the recorder and start to talk. Now, yeah, should you maybe have some of this laid out, kind of have some bullet points? Yeah, you can have a framework around what you want to talk about. But go in and do it. Now, for me, I use a system called Audacity to be able to edit everything I use or I do. So all this recording goes into Audacity. Again, trimming a little off the top, a little off the bottom, whatever it be. But I use Audacity to edit. I then use a system called Buzzsprout. Check that one out, Buzzsprout. That's what I'm using to syndicate. So I'm not loading it to iTunes, Google, Stitcher, and Spotify. I'm loading it to Buzzsprout. I've connected Buzzsprout to all that stuff the first time I set up my account. But every time I load a podcast now, I don't do anything. Buzzsprout sends it all out for me. So check that one out. Now, I don't sit in my car on a voice recorder anymore. I actually do sit at my desk, sort of in my makeshift studio, where I've got my editor open, I've got my recorder open. And as a microphone these days, I've now got what's called the Blue Yeti. It is a professional microphone to get some better quality sound. I've got a pop filter, a windscreen, just so you don't get all those bad sounds on it. But it's really simple. Like, people make it more complicated. And, you know, we talk about, do we need a jingle in the intros and the outros? And the reality is, whatever floats your boat. If you want a little bit of music off the top, cool. If you don't, don't. I thought about it when I was about to start this thing. But then it took too long to get the jingle going. And I thought, forget it. I'm just going to start ripping podcasts. And now? Well, now it is what it is. Now, maybe it'll change. I continue to learn new things every single day. So maybe there's going to be some different things we apply to it. Spice it up a little bit. Change it up a little bit. Whatever. But where the key behind all of this becomes, I'm doing it. I'm consistent about it. I'm executing on it. And it's all because I've got a plan. You can achieve anything you want. Take all the learning we went through with any of the stuff that I just talked about, all of my guests I've had on so far. There is so much good information. Again, we've all heard of how powerful video is, yet so few people do it. Many are too shy, too scared, or too concerned of what they look or sound like. Same thing with a podcast. A lot of people don't know where to start. But this means, and even social media, people aren't doing it right. They're trying to just spend money on it. I don't care for your listing your open house. But show me some value add. Show me some, let me into who you are a little bit. That's where you're going to pull on my heartstrings. That's where you're going to create a true connection. And so although people want to do it, more people are not doing it than are. And those who've tried it, sure, they've tried it. But if they aren't consistent, then that's all they did was try it. So my advice to you, have a plan. Work to a schedule so that you can execute consistently. Oh my God, I can't stress it enough. Be consistent. And don't focus on the direct ROI, the direct likes, the views of the listeners. Don't use any one channel. Be on all of them. Be where your audience is. Remember that the concept around Mindshare is to build it every day. Make sure you're creating brand awareness in all the places you are each day. If you're on social media, build Mindshare there. Like, comment, post, share, friend request, join groups. Send email. Send mail. Meet people in person. Don't just text people. Actually call them. And again, yeah, I know we got this thing about no one wants to talk on the phone anymore. But come on. When it comes to the biggest purchase of someone's life and the shit's about to go down, there's no way in the world I'm committing to anything as a homeowner, a seller, a buyer without actually speaking to you and even further, meeting with you. You need to leverage all seven ways to communicate every single day. Provide as much value as you possibly can every single day. Help as many people as you possibly can every single day. Sprinkle as much mind share as you possibly can every single day. And then get up tomorrow and do it all over again. I've got a really cool marketing plan that you can review, and I recommend you do this every 3 months. Go to mindshare101.com, check out everything that's there. While you're there, make sure you download the AMH theorem. It's right there on the homepage. This is your marketing plan. This is your marketing budget. This is your marketing strategy. It is a quick little free exercise that you can do for yourself to continuously make sure that you're on the right track to building more mindshare. So you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, maybe your Spotify, or maybe you went to industrysyndicate.com or even mindshare101.com. Wherever you like to consume your content, please rate, review, and subscribe. And if you haven't yet, connect with me on Facebook at mindshare101 and on Instagram at davidgreenspan101. This has been another episode of the Mindshare Podcast. Thanks everyone for listening.